coming into the Sayorim, the Purim, and it really depends where you live and what day to keep the Purim. In a regular year, there's a city that's, all around it, the year that's Purim, and keep Purim on your Dalet. And then there's an ear that's Makof of an ear that's surrounded by a wall, and then they keep Purim on Tezvav. This year, Tezvav comes out on Shabbos, and the same next time Tezvav will come out on Shabbos is another 13 years from now. So, again, it's now another 13 years. First, Halacha Vei Bekitzer, there are two halachas that people keep on Friday, two halachas on Shabbos, and two on Sunday. Vei Bekitzer, the two on Friday is Megillah and Matzos Labyoinim. The two on Shabbos and one negated to davening is Al Nisim or the Yovel Molek. And the special halacha, Yafi Sholvin Doshim, the halachas of a Purim on Purim, a special halacha. And two on Sunday is Suda and Mishloach Molis. Those are very simple. The halacha Bekitzer, two on Friday, two on Shabbos, two on Sunday. Very easy. Fine. Not to try to go Barichas, try to understand it, the Gdorim, and make it even more practical, or Gishmak, to go through the Yonim, negated the Purim Mishloach. First, what cities are nichel in the Gedo of being an ear that's mukaf, that has the Indian being poor Mishulish, or poor Mishulish, up in the three different sections? So, to go through the different cities, if you want to take out the wonderful countries, Shimu Vidirshu starts off that way, goes through all the different cities, Malakita very nicely, wonderful Maimakoyim is, Ayin Shom, wonderful job was done. But the one shayla, interesting shayla is, let's make it very practical. Why not this year in New York, in Manhattan, which is an island, why doesn't Manhattan have a chiv of poor Mishulish? Say why? It's only surrounded by water. It's now a wall around it. The Gemara declares by Tferia. Gemara is Mesubic by Tferia. There's now walls around it, but it's water. It's surrounded by one side by water. So maybe by Tferia itself being Mukaf, and therefore shall be Gedder of Tezvah. The Gemara is Mesubic. So why isn't Manhattan Nichol in that Gedder? And only that, Brooklyn is Samach Venera. So Brooklyn also shall have the same exact Sugya of Purim Mishulish. Now, exactly why is not clear, why not? But the Maitreya Moshe lives in Manhattan. Kfar Zokin, as far as I know, as far as anyone knows, he only kept it this year on Friday, not 3 days. And the Maitreya Vachain Argim Paisal, Kfar Nishbash Daminik, we only do it on a Friday. As far as they discuss why maybe to Mechalik is Tveria, there was a yeshiv with being surrounded by four sides. Manhattan, as far as we know, there was no yeshiv. Or maybe tell me one side is enough, not four sides. Yeshiv Ayin, Yeshiv Lodin. Maisa, why Manhattan is not Nichol in this tumult, and Brooklyn is not Nichol in this tumult in Purim Mishulish? Yishlodin, if he wants a tshuva by Mikdash Yisrael, Mekadosh Yisrael, Simchot Yedalet, he discusses it, doesn't answer why, but he said, Kfan Shpash is the Minig. Kfan Maisa, that's not negate to them. Kfar Herizokin. Another shallow negate to traveling, specifically about the Yom Mokim, is what happens first in the regular year. In the regular year, let's say it's Yudal and Tezvav. If you are, let's say, in Yerushalayim, on your Dalet, and then you go to Tezvav, you go for Tezvav to Nebrak, you end up losing out for, or vice versa, you have Nebrak for your Dalet, come to Tezvav on Yerushalayim, to Yerushalayim, luckily you get 2 days for, that's usually gathered. Now exactly what day is Kveyat, Mechogis Chaznish, Mishne Brua, go to Mishne Brua, he says, wherever you are by Elois, that's where you go by. That means if you're Dalet, you're by Elois in Nebrak, you get your Dalet, and then you come to Tezvav by Elois in Yerushalayim, you get also Tezvav, you have 2 days for. If I carry clues out for him, if you're in Dalad, you're in Yerushalayim, Tezvav and Bnei Brak, by Elois, you miss out for him. What is Kaveh this year? How exactly do you look at for him this year? Is this year also, what's Kaveh in Yerushalayim, is a din of Tezvav? Or what's Kaveh in Yerushalayim is a day of your Dalad? So, Bikis Machloikis, so the Zalman says, this year, what's Kaveh in Yerushalayim is wherever you are in your Dalad. That means if by Dalad, by Elois, you're in Yerushalayim, the Loch is even to go away for Shabbos, you still consider Ben Yerushalayim, you have all the lochas of a Ben Yerushalayim. You go away for Shabbos, go to Bnei Brak. The locha you have a Chiv al Nisim, the locha on Sunday is a Shudah Mashallah Monis. The Kveya is your Dalit. Wherever you were in your Dalit, your Yerushalayim, the locha is like a Ben Yerushalayim. So Hashemi, Rabbi Yashiv, it's brought down, and Mr. Kirelit, and Chaim Knievsky, and Stromov say no. The Kveya says Rav. Therefore, what's the locha? If you were in Yerushalayim on Friday, then you go away for Shabbos. And you go to Bnei Brak, and there for Shabbos, the Maaser, you lost that Purim. You have no Purim. You have no Purim. Why? Because the Maaser, Tezvav, where are you when you're Shalai? Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak is not Purim. Therefore, the Marshal, this year my brother wants to invite me for Shabbos. He lives in Umut HaShmuel. HaShmuel right now is still Yudalit. So he wants to invite me for Shabbos, for Purim. So I told him, if you invite me, I'm going to lose that Purim. So he wants to know how much do I have to be there so that he'll, that Eichamim won't lose that Purim, or at least What? I'll lose at both sides for him. He wants me come Friday. Right now, they keep it at only $1. Right now, this is the way they do right now. I know they want 10, maybe this, maybe it's not. Right now, they keep only $1. So, Lemaise, he wants me to come on Friday. Lemaise, I'll have no perm. I lost Thursday, I wasn't there. If I was there, they told me, if you want me to be Machmer, come for Thursday with all my kids from before Shkia for 2 days, plus Shabbos. That's why he's like, it's okay. No, you come for the perm season on Friday afternoon, go back for Shabbos, and have your perm in Yerushalayim. Fine. Lemaise, there is a tumah among the Achorim Achlokes from Mazal Vos, the Arshim, what to do. As the room gave a shiur about it yesterday. And of course, the Balabad said, what's the big deal? Why travel one place to another? So, as the Reuven says, you know, you tell your bachur, she welcome, they back, stay there for Shabbos. Maisa, they do what they want. They come, they're drunk, they come for Shabbos. Now, what do you do? That's what happens. The Maisa happens that way. People are going to be at both places or by neither place. So, the Shabbos, what's the law? So, the Reuven says, Avad Yafi Machmer, what to do? He says, on Shabbos, you say, I'll lease him anyway. He couldn't say to whatever the Rachman's before. And on Sunday, what's the big deal? Have what Shabbos, Mondays, and do Suto. They were planning to do it anyway. Well, it's not really that gay that much, but it's interesting, Shaila, exactly what's the Kaveah this year? Is the Kaveah the Yudalit? Shlomo Zalman says the Kaveah is Yudalit. Or the Kaveah says, well, that's what the Ashur and B'nai Brach. Well, we'll try to get through that. Fine. But as far as I know, everyone here is saying Yerushalayim. Everyone knows Yerushalayim is about 3 days. You keep all 3 days. We'll get to the different halachas. First halacha is Megillah. Megillah, the Gemara says, it really depends on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what does the person do? Then the Purim comes out on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, not Kseya Dura, but the Mishnah says, when? You do it Friday. You do it Friday before your Mishnah. The Gemara says, the person must say, why Friday, not what afterwards? The Gemara has a possible Yafar, therefore do it Friday. So Megillah, the Mishnah says, Megillah is on Friday. The Gemara discussed the why in Dapay, either as Kseya Dura, because maybe you'll come to the title, the Megillah in Dal Amos, which is the Rabbim, and therefore they're Iker to Friday. Or the reason of Rav Yosef says, Mipnesha Naim Tel Naim, Nesuas Mikra Megillah. The Anim are looking up towards the Mikra Megillah, they're waiting for their money that comes, and they can't give money on Shabbos either as good carrying, because Muks, like the Archon Shogun says, and therefore they make the Megillah be on Friday. Two different reasons. Now, once we have the Megillah on Friday, there are three different shalas that Achorim discuss, in the different Nafkaminas. What is this Gedda of Megillah on Friday? For example, one shiloh, not to Negeya, but they say it's the Maisha Hoyo. Is the Megillah on Friday a Din Medin Tashlumin? Or is it Stam, the Chiv is Mamash on Friday? Meaning, is the Chiv Etzim on Shabbos? You can do on Shabbos, you Mashlum on a Friday. Or no, the Chiv is Mamash on Friday. What's enough? We know that's over, there's a Maisha. The person, after the Megillah on Friday, he went to the Olam Shalemis. So he had no Chiv on Shabbos. He went to the Olam Shalemis, passed away, his Nifter. So now, the person of Akar read for you is not Bar Chiyuv. If it's a Shlomo, you have no Chiyuv to learn on Friday. The Shaila is, do you have to be Chayzer and read over again? So I say over that one, Rav Paskin, you do have to say it over. Chaim Pineski has brought down Jalamashkin, do not be Chayzer. The Shaila is, if it's a Shlomo, there's no Chiyuv. Because he has to be a Bar Chiyuv who reads it for you. He was a Bar Chiyuv, and he passed away, and the 10 people listening, now they heard from someone who's not a Bar Chiyuv. Another interesting thing, could maybe say if a guy went away from Yerushalayim and he went to Bnei Brak, then you could tell him, but Etzim is a Bar Chiyuv, he just right now he has no Chiyuv put upon him. They like, I'm not sure if it's the same. What? Yeah, we'll get to a different Svaris. We'll get to Bizmanim, we'll get to another. What? No, that's a different Svaris, but get us Manim the second Svaris. There's one Shalav Ashlomo, we have second shell with Nichol Bizmanim, and third shell with Kabbalah Dibur Da'abonon. Three different shell with Eklar, and not totally Zebra Zeh. Each one, we'll get to each one. Three different Hakibis. They discuss if a kid has a bar mitzvah on Shabbos, is there a chiyuv on Friday? They want to say the Muriel Diskin Paskin himself should learn on Shabbos, because no Gzeh Dirab is not Shchiach. They want to say now Betzim it is Shchiach. But the interesting shell they also discuss, what does the cotton do? Same shell. What's the cotton? Is the chiv on Friday or on Shabbos? Because I'm mitzvah on Shabbos. That means if someone has born a kid to Shabbos, then what happens is the next time former shul for 13 years. Can be mamish the same. That's going to be the shell. Fine. One shell again is Medina Shlomo, not Medina Shlomo. Tashlumim. One shell. A second shell, again, that's not too negated that much. The second shell they discuss is the Medina Dibe Kabbalah or Dindirabbanon. The halacha Megillah is the halacha of Dibe Kabbalah all every year. Brought down Tovrei Tzadik Vav, Dibe Kabbalah, Sinem HaKabbas, Dindir HaEtzko. this year, when we cannot lay down on Shabbos by Purim Mishulish, what is it? Is it still Divrei Kabbalah? Can do on Shabbos? You do it one on Friday. Maaseh Klal Yisrael is laying on Friday. Why the Mishnah Beis says you read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Gimel? Is it Din Divrei Kabbalah? Well, no. But Etzem you should read on Shabbos. Came Lachomim and they have a koyach of Loik is something which have Al Taisa. And therefore, when you're laying on Friday, it's Din Drabbanon. So Machloik is a Shiloh. Come along the Shagis Ayah to Evan. You want to say Lefi Rabba, the whole Taisa is going to be carrying the Megill Indushus Rabbim. Therefore, you want to say it's only Din Drabbanon. What's Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, can a ben Yushalayim lane for somebody who's a ben Torah, a bnei Barak? Bnei Barak is Divrei Kabbalah. You and Yushalayim are Divrei Drabbanon. One Drabbanon cannot be Yotza, a Divrei Kabbalah. Therefore, if you go Choshek for the Shagas Aryeh, someone who's in Yushalayim cannot lane for someone who's a bnei Barak. My brother got it, he lives in Hashmol, he's Fakarit. He's laying in Arsameach, not a problem, because he's a Divrei Kabbalah of being Yotza Zayin, even for those who are a Drabbanon. Fakarit, someone who is Drabbanon can lane for someone bnei Barak. That, of course, Shiloh, according to the Shagis Ayah, it cannot be done according to your Apple. But my son, those are Choylik, the Chedek Shloim on the Sugyo, on the Fei, the Abbez, and Shuvah say, no, Lukuli Amos Divrei Kabbalah. Why Lukuli Amos? My son, you read it from your Alfi, Bez, and Gimel. The Gemara has different demand from Pesukim. Therefore, it's also Nechon Divrei Kabbalah. Therefore, it can be Yisrael. So among the Heinige Svarim, the Svarim are more Noitel HaChmer, they say, Mokum Atzorich, it can be Mekel. But my son, again, a second Afina was Megillah, the Drabon Dereis, Drabonon, or Divrei Kabbalah, get it there, Isa. Nafkamina for Drabonon could be Yoisa, Divrei Kabbalah. A third Nafkamina is a get of. Divrei Kabbalah could be Yoisa, Drabonon, yeah. Derei could be Yoisa, Drabonon, but Drabonon could be Yoisa, Derei Isa. No, Drabonon is Nichol in the Derei Isa. But even some Isa Gebeah can be Yoisa Gezaias, 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 Gezaias. I don't want to say that, but that's not the Pasha, right? Because Pasha is Nichol in the same Isma. Fine. A third shaila in the Gedah Megillah is the Megillah Nichol for a Bnei Yushalayim. Is it Nichol in Zmanum? Bir Adover. First, in every year, the Zalachon Shulchan Aruch in Tofer Yitzadik and Sif Yitches, the Megillah on Yudal Tezvav, he should be Lachzer Acher Asara. Yimeyef Sheb Asara, Koyim Oysa Biyachad. All year, every year, you should try to have a minion. The Amos says, if the city itself has a minion, that's enough. The Maish, the Meshavua says, even the city itself has a minion, L'chadchili should always try to go after a minion. Every year, L'chadchili should try to go after a minion. If you don't have a minion, but the city itself has a minion, and still you can lay Megillah for Yechidus, Moshem have Yechidus, but I can do it with a bracha. But every year, you should try L'chadchili go with a minion. Now, come along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, if it's Shloi Bezmanom, then there's Machlokes over there, Rav Asi and Rav, what the loch is. Now first, what does it mean, Shloi Bezmanom? So, the Gemara over there, and the Chayyid is more discussing, the person who is supposed to learn Yudalad, he comes inside the city on Yudalad, he obeys, and reads the Megillah then. The Locha is someone comes to a city and reads Yudalad, he obeys, we pass from the Locha, you need a minion. You need a minion, and without a minion, you cannot learn. Now we're kind of the mitzvah, you have to have a minion. So again, every year, you should try to mahad to have a minion, if you don't have a minion, yoytza. And when you shloi bezmanam, we pass from the Locha, that what? That when you come on your Alfie base, you hear the Kriya, you need a minion. If you don't have a minion, you're not Yoitza. Now the question is, what is a person who is a Bnei Krach by former Shulish? Is reading Megillah on your Dalid, is that considered Bezmanom? And therefore, you do not need a minion. You should, but Avada, if you don't have a minion, you read it with the Bracha. Or no, it's Nichol in the Ged of Shloi Bezmanom, and therefore you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Come on the Mishnah of Ruah, himself, he passed in Simon Tavre Tzaddik. It says someone who lives in Yerushalayim and hears the Megillah on Friday, it's Nichol the Gedah of Shloi Bezmanom. He says, however, you should still read the Megillah. Why? Because there are some Shitas, some Rishonim hold that B'di'evad Yoytza. But he says without a bracha, because some Shitas hold he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So it says the Mishnah and the Moshe passed this way, and the numerous Achronim and Rishonim go this way, that in Yerushalayim, if you hear the Megillah on Friday without a minion, do Kriya believe bracha. Believe bracha. Therefore, it's obvious, what should a person do, whether it's men, whether it's women? Avad, now, every year you should try to get a minion. But this year, it could be even be ma'akim, you don't have a minion. It could be ma'akim. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're choishit for a bracha, not to make the bracha. The Moshe says, we're choishit. Ladies, also, this year, they should try very hard to get a minion. Two things. First, that's what you should do. The Maestro of Minig in Yerushalayim, in Maestro, is not that way. They go like the other Mahalach, like the Rambam sounds like, and this will get a Bezmanim. And the Minig, Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld, and Shlomo Zalman, and others, Rav Stromel said, the Minig is Lamaisa, we do Kriya B'Yechidus, believe me, without a minion. Why? Because we say that it's Nichol the get a Bezmanim. Now again, avada, everyone writes the chatchila, avada as much as you can, you should try to get a minion. According to Mishnah Berurah, your mama should be chash not being yoytzer. According to Moshe, chash not being yoytzer. If you're chodesh, chash. A ma'ase, minig shlaim is not the way. Minig shlaim, if you get stuck, ech nami do kriya with the bracha, with the bracha. And a ma'ase, that's the minig. Now what to do out noshim? So avada again, chatchila, you should get a minion. The swarm say lav dafka to men, even to the women, it's also nichol to get a minion. It's enough. And the what? And the man will make the bracha for them. I think that's what the Rambam does. What? Yeah, again, the chatchila avada, all the swarm say avada, you should try to be chosh to the mishabur. They call the mishabur, you're not kind of mitzvah.
Any reason to be
what? Oh, so the those who quote the law here, so this inside, one say you should need 10 men. The other said that's a mistake. Of Allah chila 10 women's enough, and the numerous one go be ikl chila 10 women's enough, and that seems to be the minig. No, they're coming from the diikin ramon. They're coming from a sugya. No, that's them. They're barfing. You know what I think. You think they have a sugya. What? That's the man's doing the kriya usually. Could you be yosef? He has 10 women. That's the most. I think that's the most of that's the case, right? Fine. I'm not. It wasn't mine to that. So it's a tiyuf. That's a separate child, right? That's where they say it's only with the Evan. Right. Yeah. So Vik again, the swarm say that the chatchila 10 women is beseder, and the vada is the vada what you should do. Again, according to Moshe and according to Mishbu, you have a big problem. The minig is not that way. The minig is that makom atzarech when you're stuck, they do kriya and they do kriya with the bracha. So again, the chatchila vada you should. Offer your wife to babysit, watch the children, and then let her go to hear the minyan. Now, there is an interesting shaila. This year is a big problem that usually in Yerushalayim, you usually are not fasting. Now, again, if women fast in Yerushalayim, it's separate on Halakha. But let's say they are fasting. The Maisa, watch, if you hear Megillah, there's a big tumult in the Mishabur, before they cannot eat before you hear Megillah. Now, this Halakha Megillah is much more common than all other Halakhas, than Lulav or Shefer, for whatever reason. The Mepharshim grapple with why exactly. Maisa Mishabur says you can only eat a kafeya if you're Halakha, or even drinking yeast has to be machorin. Therefore, maybe your wife should have a gila first if she's fasting, and then you hear it later, if there's a minyan later. But also, the separate ending over here on the get fasting, you have to know that the hagga is that we do not eat before Megillah, unless you're cholosh, you have a little bit of amount. And the Nashim Mechor have the same problem. If they're fasting, even though they're not fasting, the same problem, they should not eat once it comes nighttime. But again, we have three different shilas in the gate. The Megillah isn't necessarily the get of Ashlama, one shila. Machloikis, they want to say again if the chazan passed away. Another shaila of a nifl lizmanim, and the pesukim say l'chui should be mach, but not nifl lizmanim. In Shavada, you have to go after a minyan, and this year, usually in the morning, you're not usually intoxicated, and if it's not a problem to get a minyan in the morning, it should wake up bito lizmanoi. And then also the shaila of if it's nifl divek kabbalah or drabonim, the ma'aser, the ikdis from a machmer, that a b'nei Yerushalayim should not be yoytzer of someone who's from b'nei Brak. Now, in this ghetto of that you need a minion, what? Should not be my right. Yes. There's the ikka is during the morning, but you have to hear both, yes.
She can eat in the morning,
so the ikka is a lacha is before all the mitzvahs, like by Shaifa, by Lulav, the same lacha by Shaifa.
The
women got discussing why after by Shaifa, the yeshivas are makel to have, you know, kiddushes, and by Megillah, and seems to be very machmer. He said, imagine, Yom HaDin, they come down to the kiddush. The olim eats. Mama, she says, "Kai takes a plate of 8 pieces." And Mama should have to bench the rice. So, and this is the time when Yom did. Imagine you give a poor mule guy eat. You know, Hashem Yimoshech. That's what he said. Why I think it's a much more machmor over here. Because once a poor mule Hashem Yimoshech, you know, a little drink, a little eat, a little Hashem Yimoshech is much more. This one seems to be much more machmor for him. Hashem Yimoshech more than Rosh Hashanah. Reuben said yesterday. He said he has that gosh. He didn't find anywhere, but this is that gosh. Why? Now, locha doesn't add up. And then the sugya doesn't add up at all. But much more machmor and Megillah more than any other time. Yeah, same thing. I think I said that just like a man. What? That really depends upon the sugya, but I don't think it's like a man with a sugya. Again, women, mom should tell me, men, afim, boys, and that's called mitzvah yoyim. There's a tumor, why not exactly wine also, but before us, yes. What? Can they hear before davening?
From
late. I mean, the mice, they're yoyti with brachas, they say brachas anyway. I don't know. Before, yeah. I don't know. Fine, there's another shallow. When you have Megillah, again, we have a lot, we have to have 10 people. The shallow is, what is the get of 10 people? It's a big tumult. I know somebody wants to do. We want to take his wife on a bus, and we'll link his wife on the bus. Why the 10 people on the bus? What's the big deal? He has a minion. What's the about ya? So finally, we kind of mention that way. So beikid and machloik is the chadnish versus the brisk rav or b'chaim. The gedo of 10 over here, the big chumra among the briskers, is what the gedo over here. The briskers have a chumra that by Megillah shloi b'zman when you hear 10 people or maybe even in general, the loch is 10 people have to hear it. Mamish 10 people have to hear it, and you read together. That's not nichol in the gedo of being a minion of esara. So I mean, 10 people have to hear it, and that person himself has to hear it. He himself, he does not hear it. He is not used to the inner being of hearing Megillah. He himself has to hear every single word from the Chazan. Reading alone does not help. Then you have a question, Megillah, hear a mistake, read alone, doesn't help. Tzadashani, the minhag seems to be not the way. Chaznish clearly says not the way. And the Rashi passes the way. The loch of a sorry is what? Like Davishab Dusha, like Shimon Esrei. We start together. I say my Shimon Esrei, you say your Shimon Esrei. Dusha, we start together. I finish late, you start earlier. But it's all Tzaman. Once Tzaman is nifl, get about sorrow. So the machloikas, the briskers, and those are very machma, they stand mamish by the chazan, they hear every single word, they make sure you said every word over, and don't forget by Oman. And I said, there's a chashash, they have a dik from the Rambam the way, which Shtumbach answers back to dik, there is no right from the Rambam, fine. The different tumult, but the briskers have a chumma, there are 10 people have to hear every single word, there's not 10 people hear every single word, they're not makai in the mitzvah to be in the Mishnah Berurah. The brach is ma'akim, not makai in the mitzvah. The person himself has to hear it.
Once 10 people
hear it, then another person. Oh, so it depends which sefer. The way of Shtumbach tells Dabbing down from Chaim, he himself has to hear it. The way others from ring down, as long as 10 people are hearing it. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure if there's machloikis, I'm not sure, I didn't get, wasn't my eye into it. It depends which tshuva or shtubach you're reading. The crunch is one way, and tshuva is another, so another way, more than the man, other than penachel beiskel, gimel chel gdal. No, I'm not sure, no, because he comes to argue, then he really agrees, and at the end of the day, he ends up to be machmer. Chel gdal says you should be machmer. Chel beis comes to argue. I'm not exactly sure. The mice, you want to clearly. One quality of tzak, one mechoshi for this brisker, mahalach, it comes out there are three svekis in the Rabbanon. It really comes out the way. Because first of the Sovik, maybe you need to get it like tefillah b'tzivah or not, like, is it tefillah b'tzivah or like chaznish, or is it like b'tzivah? Second of all, maybe is it get a nichol, get a bezmanum. Third of all, maybe even not shloi bezmanum, you need shloi bezmanum, maybe it's only chatchilo, other rishonim. So there are three svekis in the Rabbanon. There should be a list of lahakol. Amach matam lebracha. Fine. Well, another shaila again, specifically to Megillah, is that this year is interesting. Shaila is Megillah Muktzah. We're going to talk about specifically about a kosher Megillah, because we know that Allah is again the main reason why we not read Megillah on Shabbos is because Rabbah, why maybe be metalflit. Therefore, the Achronim will come along and say, therefore, Megillah is Muktzah on Shabbos. Megillah is Muktzah. The Chayotim, the kids are passing this way. Megillah is Muktzah. A kosher Megillah is Muktzah on Shabbos. So the Shining, the Shulchan. The Mishnah Berurah say Megillah is not Muktzah on Shabbos. This Shabbos, we have a special gzeira the rabba that you can't carry. You might come to carry, but might come to use it. A special gzeira on Megillah this year that you cannot move. So it's machloikis again. Chayodim and the kids is machber. Or shulchan Mishnah Berurah is meikol. Yesh v'yesh. Fine. Ad kan the aloch is a Megillah. Next aloch is Matos Lav Yoinim. Matos Lav Yoinim is the Porsche Gemara that says.
Shabbos.
Yachid won't help. Why would help? Moksha, you have Gzeir Rabba. It's a anything you have a Gzeir, they might move. They can might use it for mitzvah. It's Moksha Machmas mitzvah. It's not just concept. You can only use it for the mitzvah. It's not just concept, but you must not for mitzvah. Second thing is, after Megillah, the Lachos Matos of Yoinim also clear the Gemara says, and the Naim of the Neem are waiting for Megillah. The other thing was that clearly the locha is going to be on Friday. We give myself on Friday. Now let's say you forget, they discuss maybe to give on Shabbos and they need to give on Sunday. Fine, but ikka the klar psak is before shalach and machaber. They give myself on Friday. On the next thing is is Al Nisim. Shall when exactly is Al Nisim? How much myself yoinim? Mishabrua says pruto. And Rashi v'oid. However, Avad is mitzvah to be machmer and to give a shiur 50 shekels for every oni. Machmer tavla bracha. The Al Nisim, the Maestro of the Rishonim discussed with the Rav Mishnai, says Al Nisim is specifically on Shabbos Kodesh, because the Maestro, that's the Tzumo Shal Yoyim, that's Kedush Shal Yoyim, and therefore the Pesach is like, clearly, they get to say Al Nisim dafka on Shabbos. If you say it on Friday, says it's Swarm Yina Chayzer, it's not worse than any year you say it in Yidal Yina Chayzer. You say it on Sunday, also the Swarm say Nachlazer, because the Maisa, it is the day they say Sudo, or you do have a Shloach Manas. However, the Swarm do bring down, it's very strange. You have a whole day of Sudo on Sunday, for what? For the Inna Purim, yet next day on Nisim, Nakiv Shrach Baidah. Therefore, the Swami says you should not say it in the middle of benching, but it's nachon lahadja to say it in the rachamons. You say it in the rachamons. Therefore, again, on Shabbos is a chiyuv. Friday we don't say it. On Sunday you don't need to say it. But it's nachon, but it's used for him to say it in the rachamons to say alanisim. Now, what happens on Shabbos? You forget to say it during the Shemoneh Esrei, during a benching. And what's the locha? On a regular year, you say it in the rachamons. And this year, do you say in the Rachmans or not? Well, there's a shayla among the Svarim. Do you say Bakoshes on Shabbos? So the locha of Al Nisim, but we're saying in Va'ala Kol, it's Loshon Vaidor. What happens by Birkas HaMazon, if you get, you say in the Rachmans, you switch it from a Loshon Vaidor to Loshon Bakosha. The Rachmans is a Loshon Bakosha. The shayla is, do you say in the Loshon Bakosha on Shabbos this year? Well, the one could be the Nusach, and therefore it's clear this is the Nusach we say it, but it's not this Nusach. It's just something we put in. Chanukah we do on Shabbos?
No.
Same shayla over there. So Bliashiv says we don't say it. Exactly. So Bliashiv says you don't say it over here. The Chorush should not say it over here. Now, when he says not to say it, nearly means don't switch it to Lashon of Akasha, leave it at Lashon of Vaidah. Still say Al Nisim. Let's say it's Lashon of Vaidah, not Lashon of Akasha. What? Somehow say Lashon of Vaidah. He wrote, and I would say that as a better Lashon. The others say not the way of Chaim Kanievsky. My says you can still say Veloshna of Bakosho. The Master Shabbat says Veloshna of Bakosho. Yesh, yesh. Yesh, line. The best thing is not to forget. Very simple. Fine. A fourth halacha negeya is the Sevi of Amalek, or the by Maftu, you say Bekadati. My says claw that we say it on Shabbos. That's before Shemachaba, the Paiskim, that we say it on Shabbos. No halacha, that interesting halacha, comes out only on this year, is that the Gemara discusses that first time we show them the Dorshim, the Hilchos of Purim before him. Says we showing him and we pass him away that dafka on for Mishulish. Dafka for Mishulish. Therefore, there's a special halacha this year for Mishulish. Interesting. All people gave Shiurim, gave the Shiur already this past Shabbos. Whoever gives Shiur on Shabbos. They don't give it coming off Shabbos. But the Gemara says when he should be Shalva Doshim. The Gemara says when? On this coming off Shabbos. So, there are no Shiurim as far as I know this coming off Shabbos because you're usually there, right? You have to know what to do on Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, it's too late. But my says before Shalacha, they. What? Okay. Meister is special. He's special. Locher a Shabbos meal. We show the dosh with the sporum of porum. Fine. Next locher is when's the suda? When's the suda? So Etan is before Shishami discussed it. The Shishami says in the suda you should not be ma'achim loy makdimim. The Shishami says why? Because there's a simple that Mordechai is mitzakim with Luy bebezin, and Shabbos itself is the may simple that Luy bedei shemayim. Therefore, the simcha of Bezdin should not knock off the simcha of B'nai Shemayim. Therefore, the Shami says, when should the Suda be? The Suda should be on Sunday. Your mission?
The Chiv is
at
night and morning.
The Suda's, oh no, you're not used to the Suda at night. You're only used to the Suda on
the Chiv at night.
There's a mitzvah ktat to have it at night. So, we'll get to Gulina.
Why would
Gilo
have to make both?
We'll get to Gulina. They're not following the Tudum Sukha. So again, first we have Yisham, that's clearly that the Indian of Suda's one is Yom Yishim. Brought down that way, but we're showing them the Rif, the Rosh, the Ran. And the Maish of the Paiskim, we read the Mechab, and Tov HaShpeches, it's very clear, he passed away, the Mogavram, the Mishnah Berurah, the Rosh HaShulchan, they say, don't move away, we pass in the Chaznis, they all say, the Lach is Be'ikah like Yishami, the Suda's claw on Sunday, the Suda's on Sunday. Now there is interesting Mesh Chochmah, specifically for this year, the Mesh Chochmah discusses that Be'etzim, when did the Haman want to kill by Yisrael? When it was your Gimel meant the day and the night. And when it was in Shushan, was your Dalet and the night. It was day and night. Klai Yisrael, we make a Yontif, what do you do? We do forget, we took the day and went the night before. Come along the Mesh Chochmah, and he wants to say, based upon the Yisham, he says do it after Shabbos. He wants to say, because Be'etzim, when was the Goyim? The Goyim was, let's say, was on Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, it says, when the Yisham says to push off the Suda of the Purim, he says, push up to when? To Motzei Shabbos. Because that's Be'etzim the day when there's a Menucha from, we beat the Goyim, and the Menucha was one with Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, he says, the Ikka Suda we should have this year specifically is Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, those who have a special Mav Malka for Motzei Shabbos, they have Masiba, they get together, Freilach, Chavura together, Gevaldik. Why? Because they call it the Suda of the Mesh Chochmah. Why? Because according to him, the Ikka Suda of the Yisham is Motzei Shabbos.
Fine.
This year, specifically this year. Every year, because Klai, so we go after our own Zmanim. But here we don't have an option to go after own Zman, watch, flee, b'simcha, a bezin. Then we take that Zman, we do it much to Shabbos. The Maisa, all the Yishan don't seem to say that Pshan, the Yishami, the place went out that way. The Chiddush and the Mesh Chochmah, the Maisa, fine. The Machbet of Lavracha, fine. I think the only Machbet Samazai, much for him.
fine, Motzei Shabbos. But myself, there is a Meshkofim that specifically this year is into a suit of specifically Motzei Shabbos. Fine. So again, we have one Malach among the Rishonim, Klod, the Halacha is Sunday is a suit of. A second Malach comes along, the Malbach. Malbach says, Meister Rambam does not say that it's Sunday, and he wants to turn the Babli August in the Shalmi. And therefore, the Maralbach says his Hanoga was to have the Suda on Shabbos. The Suda was the Maestro on Shabbos. And the Bach and the Taz pass from this way. They say the Suda is specifically on Shabbos. And the Mishnebu and the Shari Tzion, he brings down the Prichodosh. And it says that the Prichodosh, he was known to be Machmed to have a Suda went on Shabbos and Sunday. The Shari Tzion brings down to be Machmed to have the Suda on Shabbos and Sunday. Again, the Mishnebu, he said only Sunday. But the Shari Tzion, he brings down the Prichodosh to be Machmed to the Maralbach Shita to have the Suda on Shabbos and Sunday. Oh, so they say is it maybe to have fourth of the minute to be moistive in the Suda. To have whatever to be moistive. Like Rosh Chodesh, you moistive, to have everything for Eilach. No, they discuss one of Rav Chit Klod. No, moistive, but those who do, but it gets to be moistive in the Suda. In the day, yeah. There's a third sheet among the Rishonim. The Iri they bring down, and the Oz brought down by the Ram Daf Gimel, and he says, when is it? The Ikki says the Erev Shabbos. The Ikki Suda is one of Zaka Erev Shabbos. As the Rabbi Mishnayis, it says Erev Shabbos. Now those who like bring down the Rabbi Mishnayis, that he holds this way, and they bring down that the Rav lived in Yerushalayim, he knew Minig Yerushalayim. Chalas Chabachag, others bring it down. Now the Maisa, when they bring down the Advaz, it said he knew Minig Yerushalayim. Look at the Advaz, talking about Al-Nishan, not talking about Suda, that's Aleph. Look at the Rav inside, he passed him Ikka Sunday. And third, I don't know the history, but I saw the Mishpacha, they wrote that the Rav first wrote his Pirish, then he came to Yerushalayim, and they're not by Kirk. So you have to move by the history, exactly. Again, the Radvaz says, what, he knew Minig Yerushalayim and he wrote his Pirish. Meister, the Mishpacha says, Vakeret, he wrote his Pirish and he came to Yerushalayim. See, Yerushalayim, exactly what happened in this Rav. Meister, the Rav doesn't even pass from this way. Meister, we have... Did he or didn't he? Is there a better Kabayis over there on the side? Fine. So Meister, again, we do have Rishonim, we have and the Me'iri that says Ikkes Yudah is going to be on Friday. So Meister, again, Minig Klaisol is Chloe Paskin on Sunday. However, the Swam say, we're Machmud have a Lebracha, we're Machmud have a Suda on Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, all 3 days. We're Machmud have Tzas, Marbek Tzas. Now, once the Swam say to me, Marbek Tzas on those 3 days, Friday and Shabbos, besides Sunday's Ikkadin, then for him, the Fortune Ram already. The Mor says it already. The Mor writes in every year, Zechiv, Mishnah is simple, Tzas, Beis Yom Yudal, Tezvov. Clear, the Mishnah says, every year, even from Bnei Yushalayim, we should have a simple, a Mishnah Tzas on Yudal, Tezvov. That means your Ikir Chiyuv Suda is Sunday. However, there are two reasons why you Machmor on Friday and Shabbos. One is because they are Rishonim and place Kumar Machmor that way. And second, well, Maestro Amos says that way. The Chiyuv Mishnah is simple Ktas. On both days, you doubt the Tezvav. Therefore, the Maestro was Elam Dil, the Maestro Elam Dos. They have the Suda on Sunday. And the Machmor Ktas on Friday and Shabbos, they have a Freilich time. And you'll see that's what's going to be. Maestro, they're Ktas relative. I know it's all relative. Maestro, it's all Ktas based. You'll be down to Tezvav. You do something extra, you bring something strange, nice, wonderful. Yeah. Something more that you usually bring out of the course of type. Something special. Fine, the mice that's asked me to add two though. Now what about Mishloach Manus? So Mishloach Manus, the Ikkas of the place came again, the Rabach, and the Bach and Taz, Maravom. Nikin the Mishloach Manus depends upon Suda. Now when Suda, we have three options, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So when Suda, the Ikkis Sunday, and then it should come out Friday, Shabbos, that's Aleph. That means it comes out, Shloach Manus is totally upon Suda, we have three Shitas. Second of all, come along the different place, come along the Chaznish, the Knesset HaGdolo, and they want a time that even those who hold Sudas on Sunday. However, since the Pasuk says, Mishloach Manus Matos Lav Yoinim, therefore Mishloach Manus is when it's on Friday. Chaznish is Choshish, and the Knesset HaGdolo says that Shloach Manus can be on Friday. A third shita is the Korban Salvel, Yaimis. They say even if Suda's on Sunday, Shloach Manus is on Shabbos, Kwak, if Suda's on Sunday, it's not Nikr. Mishloach Manus is Nikr, they would do it on Shabbos. So it comes out, when is Mishloach Manus? So those say it depends upon Suda. You have three choices, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And even if you want to say, it's also Suda's only Sunday, still, when do Mishloach Manus? So they'll say Friday, they'll say Shabbos, they'll say Sunday. So you have a strict circular formula. Fine. Maisa minik klaisol is mishloach manus is Sunday. That's when we're marva. However, kidua I think come on, everyone does the marva. They give one on Friday, one on Shabbos, and then they give the ikka on Sunday. Why? Because the maisa again, we have two reasons to give on Friday and Shabbos. Either because the students are Friday and Shabbos, or because you have the chazan dish and you have other places who say, or the common sound says ikka on Friday and Shabbos. They're going to vav on Shabbos, probably doing a mitzvah on Shabbos, we give matano. Maisa, you can give it's not a mitzvah, it's motor, or perchus suda is motor. Yes, yes. There's no problem, mitzvah. Mitzvah. Mavareis, Mavareis. So, again, Suda, the Ikkis Sunday, we do all 3 days. Mavareis, Tassir, Amor. Shalachmonis, Ikkis Sunday. The two reasons why we Machmer, and the Ulam is Machmer, and it's Roy, Mehadr, to give on Friday, one Shalachmonis, and one Shabbos. It means you and your wife. You have a Chiyav Shalachmonis, and your wife has a Chiyav Shalachmonis. Give one to another, the court doesn't help.
Is there any mix of Thursday night?
It says, Chiyah Mishnah V'Simcha Tzas V'Yiz Yomer. Yidal says Vav, the Mishnah says even at night. Yeah, Mishnah says even at night.
Mm-hmm.
Even Thursday night when Mishnah V'Yiz Yomer Tzas.
Why hasn't
his
wife
been out? Now I know.
Tzas is
washing hands. Tzas, I said, is relative.
You don't wash hands on
Sunday,
right?
Tzas of infinite is also infinite. So I don't, you have to know what Tzas is.
What?
It says you down says Bob. Down says Bob, Mishbu says means even at night. So, Lachon means even at night, yeah. It means night. I'm not being Machbet, Mishbu says Ramal. So, we hear Megillah, then you should Mabek Sass. Yeah, Lachon, yeah. Well, next thing, what about drinking wine? When to drink wine? So, the Chiv is Yosh Megillah, the Kim is Adloyada. So, Maisa depends upon when Simcha wins the Sudo. Maisa, our Sudo is Ikkis Sunday, the Ikkis Sunday. Maisa, those are Machmer and Seidel. Maisa, we have three different sheets. One, 2 days, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Therefore, those are Machmer, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Maisa, once you want to say that it's to be Machmer, Maisa, again, you have a mother. Mot says, Chi Mishnah V'Simcha Tzas. Mishnah says means even drinking. Maisa, there's a mitzvah Tzas, Friday, Shabbos. Now, first, to give an Eitzah. I've seen in the past, anyone who is Machmer, Ad Lo Yodah, Friday, and Shabbos, they lose out Sunday. Unless they practice all year round. They mamish, they lose out the ikka form. They're so hungover, they're so sick from drinking wine. Do not do it. It's not eight to three though. It's just not good. Might say you drink one cup on Friday, the swarm say one cup on Shabbos, one do one at Thursday night, or Friday night, potato. On Sunday you're still okay, you're kind of mitzvah, the chiv is only used to make like fine, might that's kind of more the mitzvah tzas. Tzas for maybe in the oven tzas. Again, you want to tell me what, one, two cups is tzas for the mishnah and help us face off? Fine, one, two cups, that's tzas. But more than that, again, you can lose out mamash to Ikkapurim. Mamash gets sick. Nochah Shaila.
When's Ikkapurim?
When's Ikkapurim? That's it, because it's 2 days, a Sunday, and we'll get to the evening. We'll forget it. Next thing is, when exactly you dress up? First of all, they asked me, when do you dress up? First of all, she wants to know, which day? So Mamash really depends what the reason of dressing up is. Ramoth says, the Minnei Klaisal, guys like laughing, dressing up children. Ramoth says it. The more I tell Minikleisal, Simchal, Maestro, and Tokay Tarebov, to dress up, you get the valve of men's clothes, women's clothes, Loyobash, fine, but the Maestro, the Meloch is to get dressed up, Mitad Simchal, the Ikkadei is Sunday. Others say you get dressed up, why? It's not Mavaish Danim, who will go around collecting, therefore the Ikkadei they want to say it's Friday. Fine, those say the Ikkadei is out, fine, the Yesh V'Yesh, Maestro's from say Friday, yeah, if you want. Sunday, if you want, fine. Maaseh Shabbos, they do bring down Lekhet Yoshua. It seems Lekhet Yoshua is a Talmud Chumash Deshin, Rishon. He writes in those days, very interesting, someone who had Purim in Yudalad, they would even get dressed up in Tezvav. And the case over there, he wants to dress up in Tezvav, wears costume. Someone who kept Purim in Yudalad. So Rishon, Lekhet Yoshua says, it's not right to not Purim, can lead to Melachos of Shabbos. You end up doing Taifer, you end up doing Kshira, but maybe in Yom, you get dressed up in Purim, you put on makeup, the other stuff you put on, that deletes you assume the rice on Shabbos. This was not Minaroi to get dressed up on Shabbos, and Swarm McDonald's not Minaroi. The mice it's Mutter, but it's not Minaroi. So Mazam discusses, could a kid, could he get dressed up on Shabbos for Moshe Shabbos? It's a Achano. He said, no, Achano, because the kid enjoys it right then at the moment, he's wearing his outfit right then, it's Mutter. Mice enjoys it. Make it in its Mutter. In the Minaroi, the mice the kid wants it, he's screaming, he's crying, he wants it. Say to give it to him. Just make sure you don't do tefillah and kosher and don't do tzviya. Fine. Next shaila is when does halacha call a person you have nice and light? The halacha that besides matos of yoinim that you give up for him, anyone who is you, any oni who is and giving mitzad anias, he says the oni halacha will not bite him. I mean, some guy who walks around dmei form and dmei form, and he says he's not an oni, but I don't give him. The halacha call a person you have nice and light. Look at the makor from the Yishalmi. The makor is anyone who comes to ask you mitzad is an oni. You will not bite him mitzad mizaynis mitzaksus. We give him. So dim pashin din in matos of yoinim. If that's so, the force din on erev Shabbos Chodesh. Those who want to say it's din totally in Simcha, they want to say it's Sunday. L'chua be'ikkel should be the din is on erev Shabbos. Kol poshiyad. L'chua, think it's an Ani. I think it's an Ani. That's being voided.
All these people come collecting
money. No, the thing is, let's say you give out, you have $500 and you finish giving out. The guy comes in, there's your money off to give. It's when you give, don't be voided. That's not law. When you give, don't be voided. You don't have to give everybody the issue. Let's say you get all your money and you don't want to give anymore, there's no fee to give. No, we'll get to Tefillah if we have time. Next. Fine, next thing, what about Shach Yonu? The law is every year that when you hear Shach Yonu by Megillah, you should have a more Mitzvah Yoyim. Problem is, you hear Megillah on Friday, and Mitzvah Yoyim on Shabbos and Sunday. So the Maestro Swam say, from the Shom Zalman, that Bika didn't, you do not have to, had to go after a Peri or Berry on Shabbos and Sunday. Those who say it's nothing to go after, find a Peg of the Berry. Yesh v'yesh, the Maestro Minig is not to. Prime Kineyeshki said, the Maestro, you're Yoyitz Zayin with the Shach Yonu on Thursday, of course, Shabbos and Sunday. Fine, Bika the Doylem doesn't. Noch in is the Isra Malacha on by Purim itself, for sound of those who are minig not to Malacha. Maisa Shalas would say, so about the Shabbos, it's Malacha. About Erev Shabbos and Motz Shabbos, Sunday. So Erev Shabbos, Maisa is Machloikis, some say Mikud is Motor, some say it's Osir, Yesh Vyesh, Ayn the Svarim, some say the Minig is Motor, there is no Minig, some say there is a Minig. Don't know. If some say there is, some say there isn't, I don't know what that means. Fine. On Sunday also, some say the minig to do malacha, some say not the minig to do any malacha, some say the minig to chatzos and onwards. Each one says that's the minig. Again, I'm not sure what those words mean. Fine. Maestro, one say, they also bring down to say the words gedyontif. The Rinnam Yosh Chaim Zonnefeld, he had a conscience about what to do for Mashulish. He said to say gedyontif on Friday and on Sunday. I assume not on Shabbos, maybe it's a Pazoyin for Shabbos, I'm not sure. He said to say gedyontif or Chag Sameach maybe on Friday and on Shabbos. Instead of Sunday. What? Why is he on to? Chag Sameach. Chag. We said the Vinoim yesterday. We said Vinoim, but it's in the Malacha. No, it's in the Malacha, Vinoim. Big Day Shabbos, the swarm being down on Friday and on Sunday, and I assume they left out Shabbos because you wear it on Shabbos. Fine, what Master Shekel? Every year we do Master Shekel, the Shadow, what to do in Yerushalayim. Here it's partial this year, we do on Tanis Esther, we do it on Thursday. They also bring down that those who go to the Mikvah before Purim went to go on for Mashulash, they say do it on Thursday, to do the Mikvah Megillah. They are moving down the Minig to eat Azur Einim. What, Megillah? What? Master Shekel? No, it's a Shiloh, what to do every year. But this year's Chol, we do it on Thursday.
Every year is not
given. So usually the Minig is still given on no, before Megillah. They're moving down the meaning to eat Zaroinim. Now, what exactly is Zaroinim? I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's Papitis, maybe not. I'm not sure what they are. Is it Homotash? I'm not sure what this is, Zaroinim. The Maestro bring down the meaning. Now, when is this meaning? Once some swarm says Thursday night, some swarm says Mont Shabbos. Again, if it means Homotashim, fine, that means Thursday night and Mont Shabbos. I'm not exactly sure what that even means. Fine. But I'm moving it down. Fine. It's nothing to laugh about. I'm not sure tight words. Now, the Bnei Tzvara seem to have a meaning to say the Kravitz. Now, what exactly do in Yerushalayim? As far as I know, Menig Yerushalayim does not say the Kravitz any year. Fine, but Maestro, if they do say the Kravitz, then there's also a Shailah, you say Erev Shabbos, so you don't say it. There's an Issa Hesped on all 3 days, Issa Tainus on all 3 days. There's an Halacha that a person should be Mashkim at certain times during the year. One time is be Mashkim on Purim. Which Purim? Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Maestro, they bring down specifically at Erev Shabbos, because that's the time of the Mikra Megillah, you should be Mashkim on Erev Shabbos. I always thought to say Balabash is here on Sunday because that's the hardest time to wake up because you have a hangover from Mosh Shabbos. Therefore, that's of course, the getting the mitzvah, waking up from Tzagra. The Maestro the Swam says it's Erev Shabbos.
When you should have
When should
Every shul has a different. Another shalah, I got to answer a Reuben yesterday, he said he never had an Bezin. When exactly is the end of Hezek that you potter for besides Simcha? Is it Friday, Shabbos, or Sunday? Tom Lechur, Tana Kimli. Right? I'm sorry, we should say it's Friday or Shabbos. So first they'll tell me we're not potter. Like, so let's say not the sheetahs or the case that you are a potter. What's the law? Did you say Kimli or not? Maestro said in Bezin that never happened in this case for him. So we'll see. He sits on the Bezin, this is irrelevant, never happened. Next time we're 13 years, maybe it'll happen. We doesn't know. Maestro Torachian. Well, another thing they discuss is when does Indian, everyone knows Indian particularly have Akashas on Purim, why is Yom Kippur Kippurim? What exactly day is that Indian have a Shaykhis, the Skaribus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, back to the Swam Wantaina, this year specifically we have all 3 days. You think about in America this year, the Mamash Torah running around, it's Friday, Shabbos Kodesh, you have to listen to it early, you have to watch the Chilvur Chatzos, the Mamash you have to drink, and Mamash you have no time to have a Skaribus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Us, with Zaykhis, these days, we can Mamash have all the time, the Mamash get Shaykhis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they want to either because we need to call a Poshi Yan Leisimloi, they have to either be Friday or Sunday, they want to say because we call Anim to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Anim it's Friday, they want to say Al-Kadosh Sayyim, it could be on Shabbos, they want to say the reason else because the Simcha, it could be on Sunday. Also, I saw that being clear. I didn't see clear answer exactly what you asked for questions. Maybe they want to know Ruach Yeshi about Ladu on Shabbos. They want to know Ruach Nefesh. I don't know exactly. Yesh Lain. Yeah, I didn't see clear answer in that case. Yeah, it could be the same Shiloh. But the Maaseh specifically for one thing. Here the Maaseh, it's like Yom Kippur, you have a question on Yom Kippur on Shabbos. And one thing, Mekah did not ask it, but Maaseh everyone does. Why does the Ruach Nefesh? So Yom Kippur Kippurim, if I care, you should have a question on Shabbos. Maaseh, for us, Klaus over Hashem, we have 3 days, you should not waste on getting intoxicated and drunk. Maaseh, I know some people enjoy 3 straight days. Again, you get very sick if you do that. But the Maaseh, yeah, if I care, 3 days have a Shkarvus, a Shaykhus, a closeness, a Gashparku. When Abadah, you have to have a Ikka Suda on before Shkia. Ikka Suda, right Suda before Shkia. Every year, not after this year. I bring down the Minig Zata way, it's fine. The Shema Sedashim. But my Suda, the Ikka Alofa, you have right Suda before Shkia. That is an interesting Rashi in this week's Pasha that he brings down a Memor Chazal about by a Behemoth, you give a person has to give a carbon to Shpachu by Behemoth. If he's an Oshri, it's Behemoth. If he's less, it's Oif, less. It's a flower. Rashi brings down Memor Chazal to the Rech Nechoyach Hashem. Why? Because Echad Amar B'Vechad Amar B'Vad Shecham Libel L'Shemayim. Rashi, this week's parasha. It's brought down one time in Shulchan Aruch. One time. Chulchas Purim. By drinking. This whole time it's brought down. Rashi, this week's parasha. Past week's parasha by Yikur. It's brought down over here by drinking.
Drinking's like a carb. Nisach
HaYayin. Ken Zayin. Avol Maiseh Doz Ramoh. And Chayiv Nisach B'Sumer at Leyada, Chayiv Yesh Megela, and then go to sleep a little bit. But the Ikki Yisoy, the Purim, you have 3 days over here, Friday, Shabbat, and Sunday. Echad Amar V'Echad Amar, it's Levad, Shechav Libay L'Shemayim. Yeah.